Diaz, you're listening to the live audio stream G371, the only official source of government-approved easy-listening entertainment as sponsored by the Dominici Corporation. It's the 13th day of the 13th month, and that means just one thing, people. It's time to party!
You stupid, malfunctioning, irritating thing!
I mean, what was wrong with a good old-fashioned Jobsworth checking passports anyway?
Welcome to Lindaya's Immigration Control. Place your hand on the scanner and answer all questions truthfully and concisely.
If I must.
Ow! What the hell was that?
Inoculation against prevalent viruses, regulation DNA swab, insertion of citizen compliance chip. Process completed.
Hang on. Can we just backtrack a second here? Citizen what?
The citizen compliance chip carries a record of your good citizen status. Any misdemeanors will be registered as points on your chip. Accrue enough points and this may result in deportation, imprisonment, execution, or extended community service.
I think I'll stick to air miles, thanks.
Please state your name and purpose of visit within 5 clicks, or you will be issued with a Class 15 misdemeanor. 5, 4, 3...
Okay. My name is Kane. All right? Bernice Kane, Professor of Archaeology.
Temperature and pulse fluctuation detected. Kane, clarify.
Oh, God, you're sharp. Kane's my married name. Was my married name. I keep hold of it for sentimental reasons. You know how it is.
Subject, Bernice Kane, Professor of Archaeology, is to be reminded that answers must be truthful and concise. State, purpose of visit.
With any luck, I'm here to get a job with the university's archaeology department. Hang on. I've got the interim permission slip here somewhere. There.
Your credentials are in order, and we wish you good fortune during your stay. Please pass through the green channel. May the beneficiary smile upon you on this, the 13th day.
Thanks. It's been a blast. So much for immigration control. I've had a harder time getting into some nightclubs.
Now, the fascinating thing about the dig at Tarnask is that, despite several previous exhaustive excavations, there remained persistent rumours of a fourth, more glorious tomb. As you can see from this map, 5 probable locations had already been feverishly sieved, but the tomb stubbornly refused to reveal itself. Yes, thank you, whoever that belongs to. Please, can you answer it outside? You know my feelings on personal communicators. It's actually mine. Do excuse me just one moment. Highly irregular. Oh, my gosh. Class, I'm afraid we shall have to reschedule this lecture for a later date. I have somewhere I have to be. Please excuse me. Class dismissed.
Happy Beneficiary Day! Get your 100% locally made handcrafted effigies here! The truest likeness credits can procure! Madam, you look like you could do with an effigy!
I do I? Thanks for that. I feel like one after the trip I've had.
Then I have the perfect trinket for you, this anthracite idol. The emerald eyes promote good health and recovery from fatigue.
Thanks, but it's really not my thing. Bury it somewhere remote for a couple of thousand years, maybe, and I'll give it another look.
In that case, this one might be more up your alley. It brings good fortune and long life. Perfect if you're planning on hanging around.
Really? Long life, eh? You have no idea. Oh, why not? These days I need all the help I can get.
You won't be disappointed. Guaranteed to add decades to your lifespan, total satisfaction or your money back.
I wouldn't make any rash promises if I were you. Your little dolls, they all have the same face. I've seen it all over the city. Who is she?
You really are straight off the shuttle, aren't you? She, my dear, is the beneficiary, the most respected and celebrated of our icons. And the most lucrative.
Right. A local deity. Of course. So what's her particular line in godly goodness?
She can be anything to anybody. And once every year, the people of Lindaiaz gather to pay our respects through the passing of gifts and tributes to our nearest and dearest. And the likes of me do very well out of it, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, I'm sure. And if you could help me with a little extra information, I'm actually trying to get to the university. I don't suppose you could point me towards a transit station, could you?
The university? So, troublemaker, eh?
I hope not. I'll be working there.
No, you don't look old enough.
You'd be surprised. Or is that just you trying to get me to take another trinket off your hands?
As if I would.
So, the university?
Yeah. Sorry. You need to take the 4B funnel southbound from Geholder Avenue. Takes you straight there.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Only you seem to be packing your stuff in a bit of a hurry. Something I said?
Look, you've been a good customer and I like you. So just make yourself scarce, all right?
What is it? Something to do with that bunch over there? What are they, police?
They ain't no police. They're a commercial rights squad. I'm not exactly trading under licensee. And if they catch wind of me, well, I'll be needing more than a jade idol to perk me up.
Gotcha, right. Well, you best get moving then. Thanks for the directions.
You there, halt!
Ratchets, they see me. Look, just get away from here.
Trader, present your license agreement or we will shoot.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Scanning CC chip. No license agreement logged. Looks like we've got ourselves a rogue trader. Bang him up.
Hey, stop it. There's no call for this. Leave him alone. I said get off him.
Restrain yourself, lady. Unless you want some of the same. If you're involved with a suspect...
No, I'm not. Look, you can't just go around beating people in the street. Oh, there's got to be a law against that kind of thing.
We are the law. Give me a hand.
Ow! Take your dirty great paws off me.
Off-worlder. Barely on the planet for an hour and already in trouble.
Force of habit.
You've just earned yourself a Class 12 misdemeanor for interfering with an arrest. Consider yourself lucky you're not going with him.
Let me go, please.
Taking him! What harm is he doing to anyone? You can't just... Oh, great start, Benny. Feet well and truly under the table.
The festival is almost upon us, so which do you think? The purple or the magenta? Gabriella? The cravat? Which one do you think?
Does it really matter? No one will be paying you the slightest attention, least of all me.
You may not take your civic responsibility seriously, but I do. The people expect a certain degree of pomp and circumstance at the gathering, and I have every intention of supplying it, as should you.
Of course. You're right. What was I thinking? Wardrobe choices are so much more pressing than keeping the transit system online. Security forces on high alert, all planetary communications monitored and controlled, money markets engineered, essential services uninterrupted.
If you weren't my sister, I would have happily have sent you to a rehabilitation centre by now.
Really? And who would do the actual running of this planet then, hmm? You?
Well, Father obviously thinks I'm doing something right.
Father is of the old school. And he only thinks you're doing something right because I take care of the finer details while you swan about in public making all the grand gestures, earning his respect. Now, Federico, please, this is important.
If I'm pictured in the society pages tomorrow looking painfully drab, then I'm blaming you. So, come on then. What is it that's got you so worked up?
One of our CR squads picked up a street talker this morning.
So what? An unlicensed hawker selling unlicensed goods on a day like today. How unusual.
Well, some off-worlder insisted on getting involved. Earned herself a pile of misdemeanor points for her trouble. Only there's more to her than that, see? I cross-referenced the reading from her CC chip with her immigration records and something didn't add up. So I checked a DNA swab on the population control database and it's thrown up a problem. This isn't just any ordinary off-worlder. Look.
Paranoia, Gabriella. You're being ridiculous. Oh, but that's... That isn't possible, is it? Tell me that isn't possible.
Possible or not, she's here.
Say what you like about a police state. At least the public transport runs on time.
Professor? I say, Professor Kane. Hello there. It's so very good to meet you at last.
I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting...
Burtonshaw, Dean of the Faculty of Archaeology. Welcome to the university. I decided to come down to the station to meet you directly, just in case you're in need of any assistance.
Professor Burtonshaw, of course. Hello. Oh, sorry I'm late. I got held up in town.
Oh, call me Harry, and please think nothing of it. You're here now, and that's the important thing. Now, come along. I have tea and biscuits in my study with your name on them, and don't think of this as a job interview, more a meeting of minds. Now, this way.
Oh, okay.
Reporting from the CR squad. They've swept the marketplace and there's no sign of her. She's either moved on or gone to ground.
It makes no sense. Why here? There's nothing at the prime location that would lead her to this quadrant. Has she come for us, do you think? To kill us?
Stop panicking. I need time to think.
She's too dangerous to be left out on her own. There's no telling what she might be up to. You heard the stories. What if Father finds out that she's on the loose? If she doesn't kill us, he will.
Father doesn't need to know anything about this. As far as anyone else is concerned, we're simply looking for a suspected insurgent.
Have you checked the security cameras?
Of course, but it'll take time to examine the footage and trace her movements.
What about the street trader they picked up? The one she tried to help? Maybe he spoke to her. She might have said something to him, given away her true intentions.
Maybe you're not as useless as I thought. CR Squad 7, please escort your prisoner here. We'd like to have a little conversation.
Please make yourself at home. My assistant will be with us shortly, with the contract of employment and so forth.
Thank you.
Nice biscuits, by the way. Do they stick this beneficiary's face on everything?
Oh, there's no getting away from her at this time of year. Boiled sweets, air fresheners, even toilet paper has her noble visage smiling sweetly up at you.
Classy.
Now, why don't you start by telling me a bit about yourself? A resume can only convey so much.
Would you believe me if I told you I'd spent most of my life travelling through time, battling alien despots and thwarting evil forces across the universe?
Given some of your references, that's not quite so hard to believe.
If only my life were so glamorous. I spent most of it in a trench knee-deep in mud, with only a trowel for company. My father was an archaeologist too, so I guess it's in the blood.
Oh, good, because I'm looking for someone with just that level of expertise to lead a very special dig in the Southern Territory. Indeed, you could just be the only person for the job.
Really? The job spec was a little vague, something about the burial site of an ancient legend or something?
Necessarily circumspect. I've made a discovery, which I believe to be of unique historical importance, something which must be protected at all costs. So much so that, following the advice of my assistant, I've been looking to staff the venture entirely with off-worlders.
Don't you have a ready supply of cheap student labour? They must have loans to pay off.
True, but my discoveries could prove contentious, and not least at this time of year. You see, I'm certain that I've discovered the final resting place of the beneficiary herself. A site so important both historically and culturally that if the specific location of the summer fields were to be revealed, well, I'd fear for its safety. The summer fields, site of the beneficiary's final battle against the forces of darkness. Her burial site.
The beneficiary and the summer fields. I see.
Are you familiar with the legend?
You could say that. Look, I don't mean to be rude, Professor, but why are you lying to me? What the hell is going on here?
That will be my assistant now. She'll be able to explain everything better than I'm quite sure. Come in, Miss Leonidas.
Hello, Benny.
Oh, my... Ruth!
My license application was transmitted months ago. It must have been lost in the system or something.
I'm sure it was, just as I'm sure that we'll look into it. But that isn't the reason you're here. Ordinarily, you would have been transferred directly to a reorientation facility. But we believe you may have information which could be of use to us.
Me? What could I know? I'm just a small-time entrepreneur. What have I done to get the attention of the Chancellors of the Dominicis? I don't understand.
Just help us, and then we can help you. There's a woman at the market today. She was at your stall shortly before you were detained. Did you know her?
Woman? There are lots of women in the marketplace. I...
Sorry. Fingers slipped. Now, you were about to tell us about the woman?
An off-worlder. You remember, don't you? She attempted to interfere with your arrest.
I suppose, yeah. Dark hair. Tall. Yeah, she looked knackered, just like she stepped off a sub like transit or something. But that's all I know. On my daughter's life, that's all I know!
We'll be the judge of that.
This is an important security issue. Lives could be at stake and we need to locate her. Fast. So does she say anything to suggest what she might be doing on Lynn Diaz?
I don't remember.
Federico?
No! No! The university! She's going to the university, but that's all I know, I swear!
The university? Interesting. I don't think we'll get any more from him. Finish it.
No! I gave you what you wanted! You said you'd help me!
Oh, I lied. No!
You took your time.
I thought you were... I didn't think I'd ever see you again. Oh, I can't believe it.
I'd no idea you were so close. A happy reunion. Oh, lovely, lovely.
I said we were old friends. Benny and I worked together. Oh, seems like a lifetime ago.
Several lifetimes. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, yes, of course. See, I've probably got some urgent business I simply must attend to or something. So, yes, I suppose I'd best leave you to it, if you'll pardon me.
Thank you.
I don't understand. What are you doing here? How are you here?
I don't know. I mean, I know why I'm here. I've been looking for you, but as to how... Benny, what's the matter?
Look, don't get me wrong. It's great to see you. Incredible, in fact. But I've just found out my best friend, who realistically should have shuffled off her mortal coil a couple of thousand years ago, has been waiting for me, alive and well, on a planet where I'm revered as a deity. Forgive me if I'm just a teensy bit suspicious.
A deity? You mean you think that they think you're a god?
It wouldn't be the first time. Hey, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. It's just, well, the beneficiary is more like Father Christmas or Hannah Montana. They celebrate a different icon pretty much every month. It just so happens you've arrived on the 13th day of the 13th month. Beneficiary Day.
Which explains the dolls and the posters everywhere.
Well, that's not the half of it. Everything from lunchboxes and novelty underwear to the gathering concert tonight. Last year, they even used military lasers to burn an image of your face onto the surface of the third moon.
And what do they burn onto the other two?
You don't want to know.
Right. I suppose my inner narcissist should be flattered. So.
So.
Miss Leonidas?
I needed a name, an identity. I woke up here in the future and just Ruth didn't seem to get me anywhere. I met a man, well, a big fish, really, and he sold me a new identity card thing. I took Leo's name because...
It is a good name. You'd have been happy you did that. How did you pay for it?
I worked for him for a bit.
Worked?
Oh, no, nothing like that. He was a bit fishy. Fishy the fish. I was able to be a lookout for him for a couple of weeks. Nothing too dodgy. He did card tricks and shell games. To thank me, he gave me an ID card and stuff. And that got me here.
Okay. So, how are things?
Different. They're, yeah, different.
I've still not forgiven you for tricking me into that stasis pod, you know.
Well, and I've not forgiven you for thinking that I wouldn't. But I was right. This is your world, not mine, all this technology and madness. It hasn't been easy fitting in, but, well, it'll be better now. Now you're here. Oh, Benny, it's such a relief. You've finally found me. I was beginning to lose hope.
Frankly, it's a miracle because I really wasn't looking.
Well, but obviously you heard about the dig.
I heard about a dig, but if I'd known it was me I was looking to dig up, I'd have headed in the opposite direction. What happened after you activated the stasis pod anyway? You still haven't said.
No, I still don't know. Everything just ended, I suppose. And then I woke up and nothing was the same. But I remembered you, so all I had to do was find you and everything would be all right. That's right, isn't it?
Always the optimist. You know, as universes go, this is a pretty big one.
No kidding. By the end, I was getting pretty desperate. Then I overheard these weird aliens talking about it in a bar, the legend of the Summerfields, like it was fate or something. I knew it had to be more than a coincidence, so here I came. I knew if you heard about it, you'd be curious too. All I had to do was wait.
You don't look much older, so I suppose it wasn't for too long.
About a year, I think. I didn't know how long it would take, so I enrolled on an archaeology course to pass the time. That's how I met the professor.
And what does he know about me, us?
Oh, he knows everything there is to know about the beneficiary. But as far as he's concerned, Bernice Kane is just an off-world archaeologist that his assistant used to know.
So you encouraged him to advertise the dig vacancy in the hope that I'd find out about it. You really were clutching at straws.
An ancient burial ground with your name all over it. That's a pretty big straw to clutch.
And if I'd never found you?
Does it matter? Now you've found me, we can leave. Whenever you're ready. You're not ready, are you?
Not exactly.
Oh.
If there's an archaeological site where I'm supposed to be buried, it's just possible that it might be another message.
Another?
There was one waiting for me when I was woken up from stasis. Instructions from an old friend. He's prone to this kind of thing. Grand operatics, riddles and misdirection. He told me I needed to go to a planet called Legion. That's where I'd find Peter. So far, I've drawn a blank. These summer fields might just be a clue. It's the kind of stupid fake coincidence he revels in.
Why not ask the professor? The beneficiary's been his life's work. He might know something.
Do you know, that's not such a bad idea. But there's something else as well. I met a street trader on the way here.
Benny?
He was selling dolls with my face on them. Not that I realised what they were at the time. Then these commercial rights thugs came along, beat him up and dragged him off to who knows where. And, well, I want to find out what they did to him. Ruth? Ruth, what is it?
Something's happening outside.
Bloody hell, what is that thing?
It's a military vehicle, I think. No, wait, it's got commercial rights markings. What's that doing on campus?
Ruth, get... Down! Okay, we're okay. Transmat beam. Your stomach will stop doing backflips in a couple of seconds. Seems someone's been watching over us, Ruth. Ruth?
Oh, thank heavens for that. You're in one piece. I wasn't sure if I'd got you both in time.
Professor Burtonshaw, where's Ruth?
Oh, dear, I feel rather queasy. I must have miscalculated the settings. Used too narrow a beam. Interdepartmental transmit for the sole use of senior members of academic staff. The university spans half a continent, you see. It can be an absolute bugger getting to lectures on time.
That gunship looked like it meant business. If Ruth is still out there... Professor!
I know. I'm attempting to access the university's security network. Oh, if the cameras are non-operational, I'll have to switch to a wider shot. Oh, my God.
Is that...
My office and personal quarters totally obliterated. Oh, poor Ruth. I'm so sorry, Bernice.
No, I don't believe it. I won't. We already lost each other once. I'm not going to lose her again. Transmat me back there, Professor, right now.
No.
I wasn't asking.
I know, and I'm sorry, Professor Summerfield, but no one could have survived that carnage, and I will not allow you to go back there. It's too dangerous. You're too important.
Wait a moment. What did you call me?
Vice-Chancellor, we've carried out an initial sensor sweep and detected no life signs.
I want every grain of dust sifted and triple-checked, and then sifted again. I want bodies, Commander, however many pieces they're in.
Mom?
Did we get her, do you think?
Until I see the corpse, I'll believe she can get out of anything. You've seen the report from the team we sent to Mars. That stasis pod was empty, and has been for some time, yet none of our alarms or fail-safes were tripped. Someone's been helping her.
She should turn up here today of all days. That can't be a coincidence. What if she wasn't acting alone? What if she's already plotting against us, meeting with our enemies?
Now who's being paranoid?
Vice-Chancellor!
Yes?
We found something, Mum.
Amazing. There's hardly a scratch on her.
Traces of a transmat beam. The field must have offered us some degree of protection.
Oh.
Is that her, do you think? I must admit, I was expecting something a little more statuesque.
Benny, is that you?
Interesting, and something of a giveaway. Which begs the question, who is she, and what does she know about Bernice Summerfield?
You know who I am?
Yes, Professor Summerfield. Or rather, I know what you've become while you've been in stasis.
Okay, so you also know that I was in stasis. Any other top trivia you've got on me that you care to mention? Shoe size? Name of first pet? How much pain I'm going to cause you if you don't start telling me what the hell is going on
this
here?
This must all be something of a shock, I do understand, and I promise I'll explain everything if you just calm down.
If Ruth is dead because of whatever it is that you're up to...
I'm so very sorry about Ruth, Bernice. Truly, I am. Were it not for Ruth persuading me to look off-world for stuff, I'm sure you would never even have heard of Lynn Dias, let alone made the long journey here. And I would never have had the honour of meeting you in person. For that, I shall always be indebted to her.
You'll understand if I don't quite share your joy.
If only you'd had a few more moments to calibrate the transmat. How they traced you to the university, I don't know. Oh, my. Look at the monitor. It looks like they found a body.
And I think you're wrong. Because if that was a corpse, they wouldn't be paying it so much attention. Look at them. It's not as if they have to ascertain the cause of death, is it? She's moving! Did you see that?
On my soul, she's alive.
Which means I have to go back for her. Re-engage the transmat, Professor.
Don't be ridiculous. Those are the same people that just tried to kill you. You won't be doing Ruth any favours by throwing yourself into a hail of gunfire.
But she's hurt. I can't just leave her out there with those thugs.
It's you they're after, not Ruth. Why should they do anything to harm her?
Oh, damn it. If anything happens to her... Who are those people anyway? And why do they want to kill me when I've only just arrived here? Even for me, that's a record.
You're an inconvenience. You should be safely locked away and out of sight where you can't do any harm.
And that's what this place is for, is it? To keep me hidden away.
To keep you safe. This is where I do my real work. An old priest's hold in the colonnades, in the oldest quarter of the university. A forgotten corner, safe from prying eyes.
More like a survivalist's dream home.
I'm not your enemy, believe me. Those that are wish you ill because they're terrified you're here to kill them, or worse, expose them.
Right now I'd settle for the killing part. How did they know I was on Lindias anyway?
The same way I did. Deoxyribonucleic acid, and I have a permanent hack into the immigration data bank. As soon as your DNA swab was taken, I was alerted to your presence. I'd assume that they were too.
How could anyone have a record of my DNA? Unless you've had access to my stasis pod?
Not exactly. During the course of my research, I was able to obtain a full bio-record of its occupant, downloaded from the pod's life support cache some centuries ago. Unfortunately, I was never able to discern its precise location, somewhere on Mars. But alas, Mars is quite some distance away.
You're telling me. So, someone found the pod, and they didn't even have the decency to wake me up.
I can only imagine the shock it must have been for those early colonists to find a real-life sleeping beauty on a world previously thought occupied solely by bacteria. The colonials became rather enamored of their discovery, so much so that they kept it to themselves, and over time a small cult developed, which then begat a minor religion, which in turn attracted attention when it ran into financial difficulties.
They sold me on? So much for spiritual devotion.
Lock, stock, and one new stasis pod. As I said, it was only a minor religion. But that's what the Dominici specialized in, collecting forgotten icons and rebranding them.
And it's these Dominici that have got Ruth.
It is. Can I assume young Ruth hails from the same ancient times as you?
Something like that. We lost touch.
Fascinating that history should ignore one and deify the other.
Why are you so interested?
My interest is in the truth, of course. The truth at the heart of the beneficiary. My work on the subject has earned the university a great deal of financial backing, some of which I've been able to siphon off to fund my real research. The legend of the Summerfields has been a mere cover story. My real focus has always been, well, you.
Try not to move. I'm afraid you've been in an accident.
What? What kind of accident? Where's Benny?
Calm yourself. You've had a terrible shock.
Benny!
Our physicians have advised that you should rest for a while. And we're more than happy for you to stay here, at the palace, until you've fully recuperated.
I don't understand. What palace? You mean the palace? Oh my God, you're...
Gabriella Lucretia Dominici, Vice Chancellor of Lindias. Yes, but you can call me Gabriella, and I am entirely at your service.
What am I doing here, though? If I've been in an accident, why aren't I in hospital?
The facilities we have at our disposal here are second to none, and you deserve no less. These are my personal quarters here in the Palace of Openness. Consider them yours.
That's very generous. But where's Benny? She was right beside me. Is she all right?
I'm afraid I have some upsetting news. Your friend, her injuries were too severe. There was nothing we could do.
No. Well, no, that isn't possible. I only just found her again. She can't be dead. She just can't be.
It was an unfortunate accident. An unmanned surveillance drone malfunctioned and discharged its weapons into an occupied building. Let me assure you, a full inquest is already underway.
And what about the professor? Harry Burtonshaw. I was in his office. He'll be worried sick about me.
He's fine. As a matter of fact, he's already helping us out with our inquiries. He sends his regards.
I should be with him. Where are my things?
Really, Ruth, you need to rest. treat my rooms as your own for as long as you require. Make yourself at home.
But look, I'm fine. Honestly, not even a bruise. Thanks for whatever, but I've really got to go. I couldn't possibly put you out. Oh.
Don't worry about me. The palace has several hundred suites. I'm sure I'll find somewhere. But I shall endeavour to remain close by. In case you need someone. A friend.
I suppose. It's not as if I have anywhere else to go. Okay, I'll stay. Thank you. Maybe I should take some time to think, work out what to do next.
I'm certain it will do you the absolute world of good. It's time I left you in peace. Rest easy, Ruth. And remember, I'll be just around the corner. Get some sleep.
I've spent a lot of time researching Mars history, Professor, and I think I'd have noticed if my name had come up somewhere. So how come I've never heard of this religion? Ever?
As time passed, the original religion melted away, utterly forgotten, and the details of your tomb passed into obscurity. The Dominici repackaged a well-evolved belief system and introduced it to other worlds.
And that's what the Dominici do, eh? Buy up ready-made religions and export them across the galaxy. So, is there a chain of Bernie Summerfield theme worlds out there?
This quadrant's littered with them, though Lindias was the first. A sparsely inhabited, newly independent colony. Then the Dominici came with offers of investment and support and protection. And no sooner had they established a corporate foothold than they began establishing markets, pushing the brand, and creating an entire way of life.
And let me guess, before long, every day was a bank holiday, with the likes of me being paraded about like a pantheon of DIY deities, making them a packet. As plans for galactic domination go, they really were playing the long game.
Profit and power. The only things that mean anything to the Dominici family, like archaeology and yourself. It's in the blood.
Sorry, I just assumed the Dominici were some kind of alien race. Are you saying it's a family business? As in, family with a capital F?
As far as their official history is concerned, their success is down to nothing but sheer hard work. The original Dominici ran a small import and export business in Naples on old Earth. A novelty greetings card company. It was very successful. It gave them their start.
Sounds absolutely legitimate. Not a front for organised crime in any way. I'm assuming none of this is common knowledge.
The Dominici long since established themselves as the planet's ruling family. Few have challenged them. And any that did were quickly silenced.
I don't know. None of this is my fault. So why can't I help feeling strangely responsible?
You were in a state of suspended animation for many millennia, Bernice. You were hardly in a position to object.
Maybe not then. But right now, I'm wide awake and ever so slightly pissed off. I think the people of Lindias deserve better from their favourite goddess, don't you?
Not sure I like where you're going with this.
Everything you've discovered, Harry, everything you've learned, all that research, haven't you ever considered using it? You could make a difference. You could open people's eyes.
I thought of writing a paper or running a series of public lectures. A couple of semesters back, I even went as far as compiling a full video presentation. But what was the use? The Dominici would have buried everything. Me too, I imagine.
Only now you've got some very persuasive empirical evidence. Me! Once the people know what the Dominici really are, their power would crumble. The people would be free.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Harry. What else have you got on this afternoon? We rescue a damsel in distress, overthrow an evil galactic empire, and get home in time for medals. I promise you, this is going to be the most beneficial beneficiary day Lindias has ever had.
Why do I get the feeling that my day is going downhill?
Let's take a look at this video presentation of yours. I've got an idea.
Anything?
Your new friend certainly seems uneasy. She hasn't settled since you left. Look how she's pacing about like a caged liger.
It's hard to know if she believed a thing I told her. Still, She didn't bat an eyelid when I mentioned Summerfield's real name, so we can be pretty certain that they're more than just acquaintances.
If you ask me, what she needs is a bit of company. She is such a pretty thing. Perhaps I could just...
Federico, no. It's essential that she places her trust in us. Then we can use her as bait to draw our enemies.
Enemies? Plural? Who are the others?
Professor Harold Burtonshaw, I think. We always assumed he was one of the less dangerous minds at the university. He's published several papers on the beneficiary over the years, interpreting myths, journals on excavations of Lindaya's archaeological sites, that kind of thing.
Do you want me to tell him he's been digging in the wrong place, or shall I?
He was never a radical. He's never been political or associated with known enemies of the state. If anything, his work has cemented the legend of the beneficiary in the public consciousness. So why she turned to him? Why now?
Perhaps Summerfield knows less about her legend than we have given her credit for. If Burtonshaw is such an expert, then she might have tracked him down to get some answers. Maybe she's not coming for us at all.
I'm sure an assassination attempt will have refocused her attention. I have a suspicion we may have been a little bit hasty.
Then we can use the girl as protection. If Summerfield does come looking for us, then we have her friend's life as a bargaining chip.
In which case, we'll take her with us to tonight's celebration. Just in case.
Hey there! Cool people of Lindaya's! You're listening to live audio stream K827! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and approved cybernetic life forms, welcome to the most amazing night of your lives, the 612th Sleep of the Beneficiary Gathering!
So, the plan is this. We walk on stage, pick up a microphone, knock out a revolutionary speech, and then launch into an impromptu ABBA medley, right? Let's hope I don't get stage fright.
Do you realise I have absolutely no idea who or what an ABBA is?
Quelle surprise. Now, you're sure the Dominici will be there?
Oh, I'm certain of it. The Sleep of the Beneficiary Gathering is the single most important date in our calendar, today at least. The Dominici's presence will be expected.
Good. If I'm right, they'll be keeping Ruth close by. By now, they must know I wasn't killed at the university, so they won't let her out of their sight. Not if they've got any sense. Let's just hope they're not waiting with a legion of trigger-happy troops.
The eyes of the entire planet will be focused on that stage tonight. If there is one place and time in the universe to reveal the truth, it's there. The Dominici wouldn't dare compromise themselves so publicly, not with all their other businesses at stake. It's no offense, Bernice, but compared to all their other schemes, you are just small fry. Ah! And we're through security. My friends on the Students' Union provided me with the relevant authorization codes. As far as the stage crew is concerned, we are finalists in the Beneficiary Tribute Act.
Good job I didn't have to get through the audition stage. I'm not sure I'd live up to my own reputation.
Quite something, isn't it, Ruth? 100,000 people in this stadium alone. And who knows how many more watching on visualizers, all coming together in celebration of the beneficiary.
Oh, I don't think Benny would have approved of all this.
The people love the beneficiary more than any other icon. They flock to her like so many sheep. So easy to control.
Vice-Chancellor, have you ever lost someone close to you?
Me? No. No one that matters. I come from a very large family, but we're not close. Not by any means. Just a lot of cousins vying for position, all very political. The closest I have to someone is my brother. Though I'm not sure how upset I'd be to lose him.
It's a horrible, empty feeling. Knowing that you'll never see their smile again, hear them laugh. All those silly, little, wonderful things.
You've had a hard time. I know. I think, being here, opening yourself to the beneficiary's love. That will give you strength enough to bear your loss. I'm terribly sorry. Duty calls.
Of course. Come on, Benny. I know you're still out there, somewhere.
Anything?
All audience members are accounted for and CC chips verified. Checkpoints report no attempts at unauthorized entry, so unless they've found another way in, I think we may well be in the safest place on the planet.
What about the stage doors? Have all the performers and crew been verified?
Why is it me who has to do all the running around?
Because I don't trust you alone with the girl, that's why. Now be a good brother. Find the stage manager and get me confirmation.
Of all the cults in the entire sodden universe, our forefathers had to dig up a god who actually did come back.
Here, you should put this on. It's the traditional garb for the beneficiary tribute acts.
Oh, come on. Look at the padding. No one has shoulders like those.
It's not the shoulders. They go at the front like this. Yes.
They had some funny ideas about me, those Martian colonists.
Actually, my research has always suggested that this particular variation of the costume was voted for by the general public.
The Dominici marketing machine in action. Sex sells even in the 27th century.
The tributes are an order unto themselves and very highly regarded in religious circles. Think of them on a par with travelling minstrels. Why did you think they gave me that microphone at the stage door?
This thing's a microphone. Harry, I don't sing.
With any luck, it won't come to that. Now, come on. The quicker you're in costume, the less likely the authorities will recognize you.
Right now, I hardly recognize myself.
Ruth, I must apologize for abandoning you like that. Have I missed anything?
There was a very strange act just now. Jugglers. Or at least I think that's what they were. Giant puppets juggling with what looked like...
midgets. Yeah, the Battle of the Residuals Recreation Society. More of a novelty act than anything. But their participation's a bit of a tradition. How are you feeling?
Fine. Is everything all right?
Yes, absolutely. Nothing for you to worry about.
Hey there, cool people of Lynn Diaz. You're listening to the live audio stream R306. And coming up next, what we've all been waiting for. The masked tributes to take to the stage. And joining us tonight, please show your appreciation for our honored guests and sponsors. The Dominici Corporation, represented by Gabriella Dominici and... guest.
Oh, seems the media have tracked us down. Federico will be disappointed. Smile for the cameras, Ruth. Smile!
Hurry up, Harry. When this act finishes, it's time for the tributes. That'll be our one and only chance to get on stage.
I am hurrying. I'm not as young as I used to be. Why couldn't you have turned up 20 years ago?
Don't blame me. I didn't set the alarm.
Right then. According to these venue schematics, the media village isn't far away. I'll just need a few moments to upload my presentation. Still a bit rough and ready, I'm afraid, though. If we use the mass tributes as cover to access the main stage, I can activate my presentation and we can hijack the whole event. Now, what do you think?
I'm not convinced we're going about this the right way. I mean, I'm dressed as a beneficiary tribute act. The audience expects every tribute act to claim to be the true beneficiary. I'll just be another face of the crowd.
People have read my books. I'm known as an authority on the subject. They will listen to me. And we have the evidence. But that'll convince them. You will convince them.
Unless they don't care if the beneficiary is real or not. And if that's the case, why are they going to listen to an old professor and a woman dressed in a padded bra telling them otherwise?
I guarantee that padded bra will get the attention of at least 50% of the audience. The whole thing was your idea, remember? You can't back out now. Besides, the playout area is just through here. Now, come on! Here we go. Uploading.
Wow. That is some crowd. Is this the feed people are watching at home?
The live DJ's feed, yes. Everyone will be watching. And once we're on that stage, all I need to do is send the transmit signal and the broadcast will be interrupted. Bernice, for what it's worth, if this works, or if we end up being stoned to death by an angry mob, I'm so glad you're real. And that I was able to meet you. You've been my life.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I realize this must be a little overwhelming.
What? No, I mean, it's Ruth, up there on the monitor.
Oh, well spotted. And that's Gabriella Dominici beside her. You were right. They were keeping her close. Bernice, what are you doing?
Change of plan. I've got to get Ruth out of there.
No, you can't. There isn't time.
Of course there is. Listen, Harry. It makes sense for us to split up. You can do all this without me. Like you said, people know who you are. They'll listen. I'll keep the Dominici family off your back while you give them the lecture of your life. I'll be right back as soon as I've got Ruth, I promise. You won't be alone on that stage for long. Trust me.
Please, Bernice, I need you.
We're archaeologists, Professor. We immerse ourselves in history. Yes, we live in the past, but sometimes, you have to remember, history is happening all around you, right here, right now. And it's important. This is one of those times, Harry. It's your time.
You're right, of course. Whatever truths I've discovered, however fictional the beneficiary myth may be, you, Bernice Summerfield, are real. And therefore I trust you implicitly. Now, come on, before my feet start getting cold again.
I appreciate your hospitality and everything, but I'm finding I'm looking forward to the gaps between the acts more and more.
I couldn't possibly comment. So many elements of the gathering are time-honored. My brother, on the other hand, loves it.
Are you going to answer that?
Oh, it'll just be Federico in another one of his panics. It'll pass.
You're sure?
What is it now?
We have one too many beneficiary tribute acts, that's what. And the next thing on stage is the chorus of the mass tributes. I don't think Summerfield and Burtonshaw are here for us. They're here for some free airtime.
Well, that changes things then, doesn't it? I'll be right with you. Ruth, I apologise in advance, but I'm afraid our pleasant evening must come to an end. By which I mean it's about to become very unpleasant indeed. I have a surprise for you. Backstage.
Ouch! You're hurting me!
Yes. Yes, I am. Now move!
Oh, what the hell is that racket?
That, my dear, is the mournful overture of the massed tributes. Which means we have to hurry. If they're on the stage, we haven't much time left.
Okay, so I just need to get to the Vice-Chancellor's box. How do I do that? Is not an answer.
According to the schematics, it should be just up there, just to the right-hand side of the stage.
And we're on the left. Great. No way across without being seen.
Well, actually, there is. You can go through the prop store. It goes underneath the stage, right through to the other side. You see, no one will notice you.
Works for me. Right. This is it. Good luck, Harry. Break a leg.
I hope that's all that gets broken. I must be insane.
You'll be fine. Mwah.
Oh, shit.
Where the hell are you, Gabriella? I found them, but they've split up before I could get to them. Summerfield's headed in your direction.
I was moving as fast as I could, but young Ruth here had other ideas. I've had to convince her that cooperation is in her best interests.
Well, get a move on. Summerfield's heading through the prop store. If you hurry, you can head her off on the other side. I'll go after Burtonshaw.
Leave him. He's not important. Follow Summerfield.
I knew you were lying when you said Benny was dead.
Yeah, but you will be if you don't get up.
You don't get it, do you? Benny's alive. So if you've been using me as bait, you've made a big mistake, because now she'll be coming for you.
Well, actually, that was the general idea.
Yeah? Well, she'll have to wait her turn. Catch you later.
And we're back! Cool people of Lynn Diaz, you're still listening to live audio stream R306, and...
Excuse me, coming through, I'm terribly sorry. Oh, I am sorry, sir.
Whoa, little fellow, where do you think you're going? This is a live broadcast!
Oh, crikey, well, you see, I really do have to get through. It's urgent. I'm from makeup.
Of course you are. That's why you're interrupting the coolest show in this quadrant.
No, really, look, I have the necessary laminates and everything. I'm working for the tribute, so it's imperative that you let me through. Now, right now.
You're doing their makeup?
I may not look it, but I'm a dab hand with the lip gloss. Please, they're almost on.
Cool, dude. When you're done, come back and can we interview you about mixing with the stars and celebs, yeah? No? Go on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Anyway, groovy people of Lynn Diaz, back to live audio stream R306.
Benny? Harry? Ruth? Benny? Oh. Is that you?
Of course it's me. Oh, I was just coming to get you. You have got to stop doing this to me.
Yeah, reunions are becoming a bit of a hobby. Sorry, but I've got to ask, what are you wearing?
This? It's a new look I'm working on. I call it blimp chic. You're right. Did they hurt you?
Don't worry, I scored a few points back. I managed to ditch them, but they won't be far behind, so we've got to get out of here, quick.
Not so quick, actually. Now put your hands where I can see them.
Blimey, they didn't give you much of a head start, did they?
He's not the one I escaped from.
Shut up, both of you. I'd kill you now, quite happily. But my sister has some questions she'd like answered.
Thank you, Federico. I'll take it from here.
So, the Dominici family, I presume?
Gabriella. Gabriella Lucretia Dominici, Vice Chancellor of Lynn Diaz and Chief Secretary to the CEO of the Dominici Corporation.
Ah, okay, so you're not the boss. Sorry. I couldn't tell which one of you was the organ grinder and which was the monkey.
I am the Lord Chancellor. Direct your sarcasm towards me and see where it gets you. Do you think I'll miss your friend's pretty head at this range, beneficiary?
You know who Benny is.
Of course we do. My family made the beneficiary what she is today. I imagine that's what you're doing here, to reveal our secrets to the masses. I should advise you, though. They simply don't care. They're not waiting for some fabled second coming, and they have no interest whatsoever in truth. Next week it'll be about someone younger and prettier.
Maybe so, but in my experience, all it takes to bring down an oppressive regime like yours is a single spark. The realization that one person is prepared to stand up in defiance and to stand up for the truth. Just one voice. And the flame of rebellion will be well and truly lit.
Unfortunately, that voice will not be yours.
No, of course not. You're quite right. I mean, I might make some difference. I am the beneficiary, after all. But then again, I'm just the face on 1001 party balloons. It's a local voice that will make a real difference. Someone who knows what they're talking about.
Harry?
Burton Shaw. That old fossil. He's no threat.
Oh my God.
Gabriella, you said he isn't important. Gabriella!
Excuse me? You hear that?
I can't hear anything.
You should do, shouldn't you? The mass tributes are supposed to be droning on for another hour, aren't they? Something's happening up there.
Hello? Is this thing on? good evening, citizens of Lynn Diaz. My name is Professor Harold Burtonshaw, and I'm the Dean of Archaeology at University One. Those of you with an interest in history may recognize me as one of the foremost experts on the beneficiary, a figure of great importance in our society, whom we all love and worship without exception. So it is with great sorrow that I must tell you today that the beneficiary does not exist. She never has existed. She's nothing more than an unfortunate human being, a lost soul, stored away in a stasis pod on a planet light years from here. She has never been to this world. She does not belong to us. And I tell you this as a lifelong believer, as someone who has made it his life's work to explore her legend and celebrate her legacy. Yet my extensive research has led me to uncover secrets that undermine everything that we, the citizens of Lynn Diaz, have been led to believe by the Dominici family. This de facto royal line that has kept us in our place, blinded by dogma, an artificial belief so enthralled by spectacle that we've never stopped to question the authenticity of our own history, or indeed their right to rule. You can see the evidence on the screens for yourselves. And a hyperlink to the full dossier has been transmitted across the infraweb for download. There you will find authentic documents, bio-records, archaeological relics and multimedia which illustrate conclusively that our entire society is based on nothing but a lie. But who has done this to us? Who has encouraged our forefathers to celebrate graven icons of vacuum-formed gods? Who else but the Dominici family? The Dominici are not worthy of our respect. They are not worthy to rule. Rise up at last, friends, and reclaim Lindias for the people of Lindias!
Well done, Harry. I knew you had it in you.
Let's hope they're on his side, otherwise this could get messy.
This is not happening. I will not allow this to happen.
Remember how it felt when you found out Hannah Montana wasn't real? I'm thinking this could be a whole lot worse.
But we can fix this. If we're quick. If we're smart. So long as we can contain it to the stadium. Limit the spread of information. I need to speak to transmissions. DJ, I need you to cut to the commercial break. Immediately. What do you mean you won't? Do you have any idea who it is you're talking to? Oh.
Oh what, sister?
He said he knows exactly who I am and that's why he's not cutting to commercials.
That won't please the sponsors.
In which case, there's no point keeping you two alive any longer,
well,
is there?
Hang on. That's not the way forward now, is it? I mean, what you've got to remember is, I'm not just the beneficiary, I'm also the Beneficiary Tribute Act. And you know what they gave me when I arrived? A microphone.
Oh, please, this isn't a talent show.
Yeah, but what would happen if it was turned on, This whole conversation would be broadcast everywhere, system-wide. In fact, how do you know I'm not already broadcasting?
So you're proposing some kind of deal? What is it that you want?
The pair of you are in enough trouble already, but I'm sure you can find a way to spin yourselves out of it. Your kind always do. But if you were to kill us, me, the actual beneficiary, live on air, well, I don't think any amount of spin is going to turn that around. Ruth and I are leaving, and you're not going to stop us, okay?
You're bluffing.
No, she's right. We let them go, both of them. Let them go, Federico.
We do not. Unless it slipped your tiny little mind, Father put me in charge here, not you.
And I've always been running this show, we both know that. So lower the weapon. Give it to me and let them both leave, now!
Have you lost your mind?
Listen, the way that crowd has turned, we won't be far behind. So do as I say. We'll find another way to deal with this. Whether they live or die isn't important anymore. If keeping them alive is beneficial to us in any way, shape or form. Think, Federico, just for once in your life. What would Father do?
This is ridiculous.
Good call, Gabs, because I've had the mic switched on since the minute you turned up. Come on, Ruth.
Way ahead of you.
Call security. We can have them executed before they've made it to the stage door.
Shut up and give me your gun.
We can't just let them go. If any of this gets back to Father...
I have another plan. Trust me. Give me the gun, Federico.
Right. Fine. Take it. I don't see what good it would... Ah!
Sorry, but the continued prosperity of the Dominici Corporation required a public sacrifice. Yours, I'm afraid. I'll just have to learn to live without you, dear brother.
They're not following us. I thought they would be.
I imagine they've got other things on their minds right now, like the overzealous audience participation.
Oh my God! There's Harry! Ah. Look! Professor!
Ruth, thank heavens, Bernie's got you out in time.
Ooh, what happened? Are you okay?
Well, everything was going so well. Then they started throwing things. I think a bottle of beneficiary juice may have caught me a glancing blow.
Come on, let's get you to the air car. Have to say, perfect timing back there. We managed to get ourselves backed into a bit of a corner.
I told you I was more at home at the lecture theatre.
I know in your regular lectures, the students don't generally start tearing up the fixtures and fittings.
Get in, quick. We need to get out of here before things get really hairy. It's the best I can do with the med kit.
You need to see a doctor. Get that scene to properly.
The whole planet's gone mad. Riots, civil unrest. It's a revolution.
You were right, Harry. The people were just waiting for a trigger. Not that it stopped the Commercial Rights Squad acting with their trademark restraint.
Oh, hang on. Look who it isn't.
And following the untimely death of her brother at the hands of insurgents, the new Lord Chancellor has promised to bring about a return to the rule of law as soon as possible.
I will not rest until those responsible for the vicious murder of my dear brother Federico have been brought to justice. An order has been issued for the detention and summary execution of Professor Harry Burtonshaw and his followers. Investigators have confirmed that this man has suffered a history of mental illness and delusional behaviour, and the Dominici Corporation can assure all citizens that his facts were based on nothing more than lies and fantasy.
That's quite enough from her. Lies upon lies upon lies.
Looks like you've become a revolutionary after all. I've got a feeling your career in higher education may be on hold for a while. I'm sorry.
It's all started as an academic study. Now people are fighting, dying because of me.
No, because of the Dominici. This was never just about uncovering the truth. You might not have admitted it to yourself, but deep down you knew that this could happen. And it would have. One day, no matter what.
It seems my life has been set on a new path, whether I like it or not. Perhaps this was always my destiny. My part in the grand plan?
Well, I'm proud of you. You've started something. One day, you'll be the legend they celebrate.
The fight is only just beginning. I shall make sure people recognize the part that you have played in it. Both of you.
Actually, can we just leave me out of it altogether? I think I'd rather forget the beneficiary ever existed. Besides, I have places to be.
Oh, I'd rather hoped you'd stay. As an outlaw, I could do with your support.
As an outlaw, you could always come with us.
No, no, I started this. I have to see it out. I can't just run away from history now it's started. Are you sure you won't reconsider?
I'm sorry, but I really have to find someone. A grand plan of my own, or someone else's.
I'm sorry, I don't quite follow.
It's her son, Peter. He's lost on a planet called Legion, yeah?
Legion?
You've heard of it?
Yes, yes, of course. My first dig at the summer fields, several decades ago now, I found an object absolutely covered in glyphs, none of which I could decipher, but there was a single phrase, a warning, etched into the base. It said that all those seeking Legion sought out death.
Sounds about right.
Sounds like fun.
And if Peter's there, well, I don't exactly have a lot of choice. At least now I have some idea what it's like.
We better get a move on then. Hire a shuttle, get back out into space, start working our way across the quadrant.
We?
Yes, Benny, we.
Okay. You and me, Ruth. Fighting monsters, righting wrongs, facing almost certain death on a daily basis.
Can't wait.
Great. Because this is going to be one hell of a road trip.